jet got hot.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're calling the June 10th, 2013 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. It's a public hearing. Mr. Ashley, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Would you please explain the meeting procedures?
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site, followed by any questions for staff. As the chairman indicated, if you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-up sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The regular meeting will be held 1 week from tonight's meeting, and at that time, this project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Planning Commission. The regular meeting is a public meeting. However, no additional public comments will be taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. Exhibits, I guess.
Okay. This is case number 2013-11. The project name is the Veterans Victory Village. The applicant is Marie Fulkerson, and the representatives are Nick and Joe Bima. The property in question is highlighted here within the county. The property is located at 2657 Sunset Inn Road, Branson, Missouri, in the Scott Township, Sections 15 and 22, Township 23, Range 21. And just some aerial photography of the property. The request, the representatives Nick and Joe Bima are requesting approval of a Division 3 permit authorizing the development of Veterans Victory Village, an approximately 245-unit residential housing complex held in a condominium style of ownership, providing housing for disabled veterans and their families via a total of 7 monolithic dome structures. A number of multi-purpose domes will also be constructed, providing year-round activities and services primarily for disabled veterans and their families. These are some examples of the dome-type structures that are proposed. And these are some various examples of the courtyards within these possible proposed domes, and kind of a typical cross-section. The background and site history, the representatives have indicated that the Veterans Victory Village will be located upon 4 adjoining parcels of land with a total acreage of approximately 139.39 acres. The first parcel of land is approximately 32.4 acres of agricultural piece of land containing an existing residence. The second parcel of property is an approximately 17-acre agricultural parcel of property. The third parcel is an approximately 78.42-acre parcel of property containing an existing residence and 2 barn structures. With the fourth parcel, being an approximately 11.57-acre agricultural parcel of property. The general description on this, the proposed Veterans Victory Village, again, will be located on a total of approximately 139.39 acres. This proposed phase development project will be designed specifically to provide housing for disabled veterans and their families. Upon completion, the development will include a total of 7 residential monolithic dome structures, including one dome which will provide housing to retired veterans, each with a diameter of approximately 220 feet, containing approximately 35 units each, for a total of approximately 245 residential housing units. The representatives have indicated that the retirement dome will be built for retired veterans who will be employed to assist the veterans and their families as mentors, tutors, therapists, coaches, teachers, and counselors. This development will be held in a condominium style of ownership in which the grounds and infrastructure will be owned and maintained either via a property owners association or a corporation as common elements. The representatives have indicated that the residential units will be 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units that tenants will be able to lease or purchase. The representatives further indicated that the development will be a multifunctional residential and recreational park. The representatives plan to utilize the vast amount of open space for multiple outdoor activities for both residential, for both resident and non-resident disabled veterans and their families, allowing for participation in a wide variety of sports, games, competitions, and tournaments. The site plan here indicates areas for uses such as baseball fields, lawn bowling, croquet, badminton, paddle tennis, volleyball, handball, tennis courts, field events, RV camping, and a nature trail area for hiking, biking, and horseback riding. The proposed development will also include a number of multi-purpose dome structures. They've indicated that one dome would be the welcome dome, and basically that would be utilized to make introductions to the families of disabled veterans, explaining the purpose of the Veterans Victory Village. Information and educational materials would be displayed, and PowerPoint presentations would be made to small and large group gatherings, and guided tours would be taken. The Welcome Dome may also house a restaurant, which would cater primarily to village residents and visitors. The restaurant would employ primarily residents of the village. The Grow Dome is a dome that would then be immediately adjacent to the restaurant or to the Welcome Dome and function in conjunction with the restaurant. The representatives have indicated that the Grow Dome will function as an ultra-green indoor environment, specifically designed as a walk-through educational garden with hydroponic, aquaponic, and vertical farming systems operated and maintained by resident gardens with the assistance of college students. The representatives have indicated that this area will also include a market for the sales of fruits and vegetables grown on site. They're proposing a possible social dome, which would be designed for family activities and celebrations, both for residents and visitors, with several small shops and dining facilities. The dome would include a deck overlooking a pond, featuring a rooftop garden for private and social parties with neighbors, an aquatic dome, which would include such items as a competitive pool, YMCA pool, water polo pool, and a children's play pool, and therapy domes. Two domes would be designed specifically to accommodate the needs of disabled veterans for their treatment and therapy. They are also proposing two domes that would cater both toward disabled and non-disabled children, with the ladybug dome and also a caterpillar-shaped dome as well. In review, the Veterans Victory Village is a large-scale development proposal that will be developed in phases over a number of years, with a submitted site plan indicating the development upon completion. The primary use of the property would be viewed via the parking requirements of the Development Guidance Code as being high-density residential. However, since mixed uses are proposed, the on-site parking space requirements will be required to be determined on a proportional basis based upon the proposed uses. The parking area will have to be designed based upon these specific uses. Essentially, Table J1 of the Development Guidance Code requires 1.5 spaces per two-bedroom dwelling unit, with one-half space added for a lockout bedroom and one-half space for each additional bedroom. A restaurant use, for example, would require one space for every three fixed seats and or 30 square foot of floor area used for seating. However, the representatives will have adequate property area to ensure adequate parking. The issuance of each Division II permit will require the provision of a specific number of parking spaces for each specific use or set of uses being issued a construction permit. The area in question is not currently served by sewer, so as the representatives develop the Veterans Victory Village, the wastewater flows will rapidly exceed 3,000 gallons per day wastewater flow, requiring the approval of a wastewater treatment plant system via the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. The representatives are proposing to utilize a non-discharging wastewater treatment system in which the gardens, grassland, and athletic fields will be irrigated with the treated water from the wastewater treatment system. The area in question is not currently served by a public water supply. The development will require the construction of a well or wells, also via the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. The representatives have indicated that the Veterans Victory Village will be created as a green park utilizing a number of very environmentally friendly technologies, including permeable paving in parking and roadway areas, basins for subsurface water detention, retention and pollution filtration and treatment, water reuse and recycling, non-discharging wastewater treatment systems, and energy efficient monolithic domes. This is an example from a website in which it shows some of these parking structures that could withstand even emergency vehicles. The representatives have indicated that they are committed to the completion of the necessary upgrades to Sunset Inn Road. The County Commission at this time does not wish to garner an opinion regarding the project. However, the County Commission has indicated that they will meet with the representatives regarding upgrades to Sunset Inn Road and also the possible acquisition of additional rights of way along this corridor upon the culmination of the Planning Commission Division 3 permitting process. The representatives have indicated that the Veterans Victory Village will be LEED certified. Essentially, LEED certified, it was developed by the U.S. Green Building Council and consists of a rating system for design, construction, and operation of high-performance green buildings, homes, and neighborhoods. And, of course, the monolithic domes will be extremely energy efficient. The adjoining property to the north and west is predominantly property owned by Empire District Electric and also, of course, Lake Taneycomo. The adjoining property to the south is the National Institute of Marriage. And the adjoining property to the east is vacant property owned by both Empire District Electric and the College of the Ozarks. The project received a total score of 11 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 93. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of road right-of-way, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, underground utilities, right to farm, traffic, and agricultural lands. The staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking and utilities. F, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to public rights-of-way and residential properties. G, a lighting plan showing the location, height, and other specifications on the lighting to be provided for the development. H, a traffic impact study shall be submitted to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. And I, an engineering public improvement plan shall be submitted to and approved by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department prior to the completion of road improvements to Sunset Inn Road. Number two, compliance letters from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and the Missouri Department of Transportation shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Four, a valid Missouri DNR construction permit for the wastewater treatment system, providing the applicable wastewater flows within the Veterans Victory Village, shall be submitted to the Planning Department office prior to the issuance of applicable Division II permits. Number five, the installation of sewer service lines shall be inspected by the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Six, prior to the issuance of Division II permits, the representative shall submit a Missouri DNR construction permit for a well or wells providing service to the Veterans Victory Village to the Planning Department office. Seven, prior to the issuance of Division II CFCs, the developer shall make the necessary upgrades to Sunset Inn Road, including the possible acquisition of additional rights-of-way along this corridor, as required by the Taney County Commission. Number eight, prior to the issuance of Division II Certificates of Conformance for all applicable structures within the development, the developer shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. Nine, stormwater containment shall be managed via permeable paving and subsurface water detention as proposed within the submitted project description. 10, wastewater treatment shall be managed via a non-discharging wastewater treatment system as proposed within the submitted project description. 11, all common elements shall be maintained via either a condominium owners association or a corporation in perpetuity. 12, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. 13, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 14, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 15, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. I've got a few videos where I don't really think what we want to show everything that we've got videoed. It's a little bit more lengthy than I intended for it to be, but I'll just go through. And this is a view at the front gate of the property. And we just did a quick 360 here at the entrance. And this is Sunset Inn Road coming into the property. And it, as you can see, it's a pretty large, primarily vacant piece of property currently. What kind of speed? just want to take one last shot kind of down close to the lake area here. And it's a little hard to tell, but the lake's actually right here because here's the boat coming through. Okay.
Bob, is this the dead end of Sunset Inn?
Yes. Yes, this is at the very end.
I'd like to have the either the applicant or the representative of the applicant come up first and make a brief synopsis of what you intend to do, and maybe you can alleviate some of the questions that the public has for this.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And then you can answer our questions ahead of time, and then we'll probably call you back after people speak.
All right. If I can make a statement first. Before I start my presentation, I would like to make this statement. Excuse me, I just put a mint in. It has been reported that this project is a $70 million project. As you recall, this question came up from the panel when we were here before as to how much it would cost. My husband answered that we'd been asked if $70 million would be enough. I would like to clarify this a bit further. Quite some time ago, in the beginning stages of this concept, we were discussing this with our potential funders, and the question about how much a project like this would cost came up. We said we didn't know because we didn't have all of the particulars, such as the property costs, etc. Therefore, the assumption that this is a $70 million project is unfounded and is a premature statement, and it would be inappropriate to keep referring to this amount in further articles. It is a totally arbitrary figure. So we really have no idea. As far as this project goes, we are facing something that is, I know it's a big thing for Taney County. It's a big thing for any county. But when we start looking at what the alternatives are, the density that has been established by you folks is something that has to be brought up. When we look at what we are proposing, we're proposing about 240 to 250 families living there. According to the density that is allowed for 140 acres, we can have up to 2,000 residences there. So if somebody wanted to buy this beautiful piece of property, bulldoze down all the trees, and just give it the once over with a huge amount of houses or apartments or high-rise condominiums, whatever they would choose to do, you're looking at over 2,000 families. That's quite a bit different from having 250 families there. So that's something that should really be understood. Is that the density? I understand that there's a problem with the road, and that will be addressed as well. But the biggest factor in this whole thing is what we're doing it for. This Veterans Victory Village is going to be set up to help veterans get back to normal as much as possible. We've seen a lot of these poor folks that come back from war. They're missing one limb, two, three, or even four. It's a terrible situation. And so if we've got something that we can do to give them back as much normalcy as possible, we have to do it. That's our obligation. They fought for us. They put their lives on the line for us. And when they come back and there aren't homes for them to move into, it's very, very awkward, and it's very difficult. I know the Wounded Warrior Project, as I mentioned last meeting, is creating a lot of houses. But with their funding, they can only do about 10 a year. And when you think about somebody that's lost two or three limbs, the modifications that you have to make to create a home that can actually be a home and not a hospital room is incredible. And that's what we have here. We have a place where the families can heal, not just the veteran himself or herself, but the families can heal. Just think about it. If you put yourself in this situation, say one of you has a wife that was a soldier. She comes back. She's not the same person anymore. Your relationship can't be the same. The family dynamics are not the same. So you've got to change with it. And when you end up changing with it, you've got a support system when you've got this type of a thing happening. You've got a support system that will really help these families heal and help them to grow. And if they choose to live there for the rest of their lives, that's fine. If they choose this as an intermediary place to stay for a year or two while they're healing, while they're putting their lives back together, that's fine too. So it all depends on what they want. But we wanted to create a place that is so geared for what they need at this point, and they can develop it as they see fit. Thank you.
I have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
When Bob was reading that, he's referring to the recreation going on there.
Yes, sir.
Is that recreation going to be strictly for the residents of that, or is it open to the public?
No, it's not open to the public. It will be for them. What we could do is have maybe sports days or something like that, and any of the veterans that want to come... Any of the veterans that would want to come here and live outside our Veterans Victory Village, they could probably come and participate in that. And that would be good camaraderie for them. That would be good, a good chance for them just to see what they're worth. Right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Has the commission got any questions for her?
I do. I've got a question. I guess I'm confused. Are these condos going to be for sale? Or are they going to be free for the veterans? Is only 1/7 of the whole amount of units going to be for them? Or what? I don't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry. They are going to be for sale. And we have talked to the DAV. We have talked to Veterans Administration people. And they are more than happy to work with us on this so that we can actually set it up so the veterans will be able to buy these units.
Only veterans?
Well, we're focusing on veterans and veterans' families at this point because this is where the greatest need is, and there's a tremendous amount of need. So if we can create a place where they can go and there are no stairs in the entire place, they can go with their wheelchairs, and there's no problem for them to get around. When you looked at the invisible structures, you could see that that will lay out so pathways can be made.
I understand that, but they are condos for sale for anyone, right?
No,
so
they are for veterans,
only.
Yes.
Veterans only. So yes, why is the one building for veterans only and the other six just noted as units?
No, it is called the Veterans Victory Village.
I understand that, but you've got it noted. One building definitely for veterans, and the other six are really not designated.
That, I'm sorry.
Well, in my staff
report, that one was for retired veterans, sir.
That's,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
yes.
Okay.
That's what I was going to clarify. Sorry.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Retired veterans.
Thank you.
Okay.
On your drawing here, is this a complete site plan?
As close as we could make it looking at Google Earth. We've gone out there and looked, and we can juggle it a little bit so it doesn't have to be in a straight line.
Okay, I'm a little confused like Rick here. You show 7 there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you anticipate 7 for housing, but then there's 7 for the activities. Is that correct? Like the aquatic dome, the therapy domes?
No, sir, there's...
They're small.
There's a therapy dome.
Okay.
There's an aquatic dome.
Okay.
No, we don't have 7
right.
for that.
Thank you.
No
yeah,
problem.
Any other questions?
Not at this time.
Nah, we'll probably ask you to come back up again after the public speaks.
Thank you, sir.
Bob Chance.
Don't get old.
Okay. Too late. Bob, before you speak, I'd like to, after you've spoken, keep it brief as possible. And anybody else speaking, if you're repeating something that he's already said, we've already heard it. Is that okay?
Okay, well, the lady gave a nice presentation, and I'm for everything that she says. I'm for veterans. And before I get picked on as saying that I'm against veterans, here's a certificate. I gave money to the World War II Museum in New Orleans so that my mother and father's name, she worked in a defense plant. He was in World War II. You can look it up on the internet. I paid for that. If anybody else here would like to join, I've got the documentation. It's $1,000 to $10,000. So I've supported veterans. And the lady mentioned the Wounded Warrior Project. I've supported that. I gave money for that deal. So I'm for veterans. And this plan is really great. It's fabulous. However, it's going in the wrong place. I mean, you're going to have disabled guys there, and for, if any of you gentlemen rode down Sunset Inn Road, there's 12 twists and turns. It's not big enough for two vehicles hardly now. When you go around a turn, you come head on to a car, and from Ladybug Lane on down, it's like a one-lane road. They're going to have to take care of that. It's way out in the middle of nowhere. Why do you want to put veterans who are disabled, put the thing on near I-65, somewhere where you're close to a hospital, close to, and the way I look at it, I don't think they want to put it close to anything else because the plan says there's going to be stores, a barbershop, a thing for ladies, a restaurant. They want it all there. Somebody's going to be making the money from this thing. And I'd like to know who's backing it. $70 million, and she said it's an arbitrary figure. $70, $50, $100 million. Who is putting up the money? Somebody's looking out to make a buck on this thing, which that's fine. That's what business is. It is to make a buck. But this is not the place for it. The road is bad. Right now, there's a 25-mile speed limit on that road. There's a bunch of signs there, children playing. In fact, when you get down to Ladybug Lane, school buses won't even go down here. It's that narrow. It's that bad. I know they said they're going to widen it. Well, you have a lot of road work to do before you even start on this project, but it's in the middle of no man's land. And I've got two homes there right on the lake. I'm trying to sell one of them. I'm having a hard time selling it now, and with this project, it's going to be even harder. Once you start getting, they said 200 and some odd apartments and two cars. I mean, gentlemen, please, before you make any decisions, drive down there, even if you widen it. Twist, turn, twist, turn, twist. It's not going to make it. And with the people who work there and everything else, like I say, it's a beautiful idea, but it should be somewhere else closer to hospitals and things like that. So I think it's going to devalue all the homes. Yesterday, a gentleman here and I went. I have a hard time getting out of the car, so I drove. He delivered a lot of little copies of the newspaper. A lot of the people didn't even know it was happening, and some of them are here tonight. I'm glad they came. But children play out there. Kids from Kennecook, they come and they park the car at the end of T Highway. There's a little triangular area. They park a car there, and they walk there. You get people walking. You get children playing. I mean, we're thinking about veterans. Think about the children. Think about the people who put their last dollar into Taney County, into Sunset Inn Road to build a house there. That's who you should be thinking of. I mean, the veterans, move to somewhere else, and I'll even help them. I'll throw in some money and have other people that want to. I mean, if they want, this thing here is from $1,000 to $10,000 if you want to do what I did. I'll help them with their projects. But it's in the wrong place. So that's what I'm asking you, is to please put it somewhere else, and then we have a good deal. And other than that, I think you're going to have a lot of problems. I mean, I already hear you know, if you gentlemen okay it, I think there's going to be delays. I don't know how soon they want to do it, but there's lawsuits already talking about it, that it's the wrong place to put it. So please drive down Sunset End Road, look at the road, look at the kids that are playing out there, and look at the people who walk up and down the street, and just move it somewhere else, please. Thank you.
Mr. Chance, do you actually live on Sunset Road?
I live off of Sunset. I live on Hillman Drive, which you get to Ladybug, you make a left, and then I live on Hillman Drive. But
you drive in and out.
Oh, yes, I drive in and out, and it scares me now to drive there. It scares me now with the people who live there. You come around, in fact, as we were coming here tonight, my friend drove because I have a hard time driving, so he drove, and here comes a car. I mean, and with hundreds of cars, I don't care how wide you make it, and how much land are you going to take of the people who bought their last dollar to buy a beautiful place, having a nice yard, cutting the grass? You can't take all their land. I mean, come on now. I mean, let's let the people who came here stay here, enjoy it. Let me stay there till the day I'm 75 now. I'm probably be another 10, 15 years there. And I want to stay there, but if this develops, but I won't be able to sell it. That's the thing. I mean, the value is going to just drop tremendously. And I'd like to know who's footing the money. Is this an Obama deal? I don't know what it is. It seems like it's an Obama deal to me. So if somebody else wants to talk, just go right ahead. If there's any more questions, I'll answer them. Thank you.
Randy, do you happen to know what the right-of-way is now on that road?
The right-of-way currently is 40 feet.
40 feet.
According to mapping.
How much improvement could be made to the road, based on the right-of-way you now have?
Actually, there would probably need to be right-of-way acquired.
And do you know approximately how long, what the distance would be required? How many, a mile, 2 miles?
Right now, I wouldn't have that answer. We'd have to do a study, and that's, I think, in some of the compliance.
Okay. Thank you. Will Gay?
Yes. Yeah, I'll just keep this brief. You know, I'm all for this, but the roads. It's 2.1 miles from T Highway to Sunset. Ladybug is your last turn, and basically that's a one-lane road. The school bus doesn't even go down there because there's just not enough highway for them to pass. And I listened to the meeting of the minutes from last month, and I was I've been before this committee before about the roads. And somebody said, oh, every time we do something down Sunset Road, people are complaining about the roads. The curves are not marked. It's not striped. It's a chip and seal road. The edges are broke. And you're going to have a highway. So build the highway first. Thanks.
Greg Miller.
My question has been answered already.
Thank you. David Bowden.
No comment at this time.
Daryl Moore.
Yeah, my name's Daryl Moore. My dad died September 15th, and that is the property that adjoins this in two different places. This is the narrow part of the road. Randy said there was a 40-foot easement. I know there was dispute on this before, and I think the piece in front of my dad's, I'm not sure if it was quite 40 foot. Frank Preston was administrator then, and came down, he did agree with my father. So my question is, on this easement, this property is going to be myself, my brothers, and my four sisters. I think it's going to be really hard to get us to agree to give up right away for this. Especially, you know, knowing that it possibly may not be 40 foot there, and it could be, and I'm sure Randy will show this to me. You know, that's my biggest concern, as well as everybody else, is the road, because there are farms there. There are kids playing there. And there's nothing against Marie selling her property. I think the world of her, you know, and I think she's got every right to sell her property and do what she needs to do. I have nothing against veterans. But, you know, are we going to be forced to give up right-of-way that my dad worked so hard for? It's been in our family for almost 100 years now.
questions I have.
Thank you.
Does anybody have answers to that question? Will they have to give the right of way, or
that would be kind of hard to determine. I mean, you can't take it away from them because it's not public domain doing it. You'd have to make an individual deal with the individual landowners to widen the road.
The biggest problem is going back to the density. If you look at what the alternative is, it's over 2,000 homes. That is something that has to be faced, whether Marie sells her property to us or she sells it to somebody else. The property is up for sale, and it is going to be developed either by us with 250 families or others with over 2,000 families. So somebody has got to make the road wider. It's got to be made better, of course. That's part of the parcel. But the thing is, it has to be dealt with. So I'm sorry we're causing problems here. Yeah. We're not trying to.
The commission already knew this problem about the road right-of-way is the basic problem with your project. I don't think any of us have any problem with your project. We think it's great. But we would have to cure this road issue.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I say one more thing? Several years ago, my father was going to put a garage, an auto mechanic's garage, on his property.
Yep. Come up here.
And he was told that he could not do that to make a living because that was not commercial and it never would be.
Well, I don't know who told him it wouldn't be.
I guess it's been planning and zoning.
Yeah.
It's been several years back. I can't remember when. And he bought another parcel on down T Highway where a garage was already existing.
Okay, thank you.
And as far as 2,000 houses, has there ever been another offer to buy the property to put 2,000 houses? I mean, that's a pretty big assumption.
Well, they'd have to come to us for that development anyway. And the same issue would also come up.
Thank you.
I can't quite read this. James?
Benjamin?
Yeah, there you go.
My questions have been answered.
Okay, thank you. Mark Pratt?
I have no comments at this time.
No comments. Does the commission have any more questions for the applicants or any statements to make?
Have you pursued anyone out there about talking to them about the right-of-way and the road being widened and property owners?
Come on up again, please.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon?
Have you talked to anyone out there and down the road about selling their property to widen the road?
No, actually we haven't because we were waiting until we got the permit to actually put the buildings on the property. We have talked with Randy Hayes about how much of the road we have to change, and that is still kind of in discussion. So there's not much we can do until the county actually decides how wide the road has to be. And then we will comply with whatever is necessary.
Randy, for a two-lane road wide enough to compensate for all these cars or traffic,
this is going to have to fall under a new road and bridge standards, which will require 50-foot right-of-way from basically T Highway into
all the way in
the property.
Now, could that just be coming from one side of the road, or would it have to come some from each?
That's something that's going to have to be looked at in a survey done and find out. Right now, all I've got on mapping is that it is a 40-foot right-of-way, but some of that may
yes
be determined by a surveyor, too.
I think what we have is the old chicken and the egg problem here, which came first.
Yes.
You know, getting it approved and then doing it, I don't know about that. But any more questions for her? No, thank you.
Thank you.
And what's next? I guess that closes the public hearing on this issue right here. Bob, do you have any tentative business?
Really don't.
I guess I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I've been filled with
a second.
Motion, meeting adjourned.
Well, that was fast. I can't believe that.
I think we have to go to the right.